The gospel of today's Mass speaks to us about the virtue of hope, the hope of seeing God in heaven. Hope is the link between faith and charity, for faith indicates to us what the goal is. It tells us that God exists and He will reward us if we do good. Charity is the possession of God. But between faith and charity there is hope. That is, that if we do what God tells us to do, we will be rewarded with the possession of God. Think of a farmer. If he buys seed, it does him no good if he never plants it. It's a useless thing unless it is planted in the ground. But if he plants it and works it, the crops will grow and he will be able to sell them and he will possess the wealth that comes from those things. So also the faith is the seed. But it does no good for us if we never move it, if we never use it, that is, in the virtue of hope, whereby we do the very things that faith demands in order that we possess God in the end. And so people who profess the faith their whole lives will go to hell if they do not have the virtue of hope and the virtue of charity. If they do not obey the commandments and do what God says, their faith will be in vain, just that, like the farmer's seed that would stay in his barn. Hope is that virtue by which we have confidence in the promises of God to reward us with eternal happiness if we should merit it. And it is based on two things. One is the divine promise, which is certain and immovable. And the other is our cooperation with the grace of God, which is feeble and unreliable. Because, therefore, there is this human element in hope, our own weakness, there is a certain fear about our eternal salvation. We hope for it, but we do not yet possess it. And that is why when Protestants say, "Are you saved?" the answer is no, and neither are you. Not until the day that you see God. Not until you possess Him eternally. And as our Lord says in the Gospel, "And no man will take this joy from you." But as long as we are in this life, there is a certain fear that we will lose what we ought to possess by the virtue of faith and hope. Hope is that virtue which makes saints, because it holds out to us the ironclad rule: the greater our labor, the greater our reward. And so this hope is what builds monasteries. It's what sends saints out into deserts and into convents. It's what sets them on fire with regard to the accomplishment of the propagation of the faith, or the alleviation of the sufferings of the poor, or many other ways in which saints are saints. It is hope that drives them. Hope gives us the courage and the strength to accomplish what seems to be difficult, and patiently to endure tribulations and afflictions. It is hope that gets us through those things. Now, we are obliged from time to time to make acts of hope, but we are obliged especially in these times when you are called upon to do a good work, but you feel an aversion to it. You feel a reluctance to accomplish the good work. This could be a little thing, or it could be a great thing. It could be the realization that you have a difficult marriage, and you must accomplish the good work of being faithful all through your life. Or it could just be one of the little daily problems that you face. But in this good work to which you have an aversion, you must make an act of hope and confidence in the promises of God that if you accomplish this, He will reward you. Secondly, you should make an act of hope when you are afflicted with poverty, sickness, and other afflictions of this life. St. Paul says, "Our present tribulation, which is momentary and light, worketh for us above measure exceedingly an eternal weight of glory." And in another place he says, "In all things we suffer tribulations, but are not distressed. We are cast down, but we perish not. And I am filled with comfort. I exceedingly abound with joy in all our tribulations." And the reason why God pulls us through temptations and afflictions and tribulations is in order to draw us more to Himself. And that's why we should hope all the more in Him the more we are afflicted and tempted. And the third time when we should especially make an act of hope is when men revile you with words or when the devil attacks you with temptations. From time to time in our lives, from the time that we are little children all the way to the time of our old age, people say terrible things to us, insult us, hurt us. And it is at these times when we must make an act of hope, or the devil will tempt us to commit sin, sometimes very vehemently. And it is in these times that we must make an act of hope. St. James said, "Blessed is the man who endureth temptation. When he hath been proved, he shall receive the crown of life which God hath promised to them that love him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.